Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My true love was true.
That's the Platters bringing this back. That's Tony Williams on vocals there. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. It's ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. We wrote them. All of it's there just for you. Wayne Cruz is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He is with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's VP of a whole bunch of stuff over there, and he's the regulatory galactic guru, my friends, of what's going on out there in the regulatory state. And, Wayne, I'm a little worried about you this year. I've been worried that I might need to help you find a new job.
I wish that you could.
Well, I mean, seriously, you've been the regulatory watchdog. There are no new regulations under President Trump. Are you not worried that they're gonna can you over there because you don't have anything to do?
I got a lot of good news about that. I hope things continue to get better. By the way, I love the opening with Blue Oyster Cult today, and then you go into Tony Williams at the second. I think that's awesome. But yeah, Jim, a lot of incredible things have happened despite the CFPB episode and this transition of power. And you know, we talked about
that in the last segment, folks. Go ahead.
That's right. Trump is using authority he has to appoint who the new director ought to be, and it's an independent agency. It ought to be Congress making laws to begin with.
Can I ask you a quick question? Can they eradicate that agency? Can Trump just shoot that agency between the eyes?
Yes, because by creating this dilemma, okay, which the left has done, because, see, they've
overreached, haven't they?
Right, they've overreached. They've been doing the same thing at EPA. They would do it to undermine the changes that were happening there, too, and they've done this at CFPB. This agency is still new. It still hasn't, and the problems that it's allegedly solved, like, say, the Wells Fargo flipping customers into new accounts episode that went on, wasn't even discovered by the CFPB, the agency that's taking credit for
right.
it now. And the other problems that it has create more problems than it solves, like when they interfere with different kinds of loans and things like that, because people are left without any alternatives at all. So, and given that they've created a constitutional crisis like this, it can be addressed and it can be changed.
Yeah, now, they're going to rue the day that they push this envelope that far. But I want you to talk about
Mulvaney's term. Just one thing, real quick. Mulvaney's term was an abomination. I don't remember what he called the CFPB, but he said it was just unfit. Now he's the head of it, so you can imagine that he's probably digging through. You know, what the emails are, what kind of communications have been taking place, and what kind of power grabs have been taking place internally over there. And so you've got a good person at CFPB now who doesn't even favor the agency's existence.
Right.
You've got someone like Ajit Pai at the Federal Communications Commission who wants to unravel this major regulatory push that the Obama administration made on so-called net neutrality over the past few years. You've got Scott Pruitt at EPA looking at rolling back regulations over there. But a big issue, though, Jim, is the Congress is not the one making laws anymore.
I know
it. The agencies often don't even write rules. They use guidances and so forth. We can get into whatever you like. But it's still a lot to do in rolling back the administration of state. One of the problems right now is that Trump has done the right things. You know, to the extent that someone can use the pen and phone to legitimately, and I mean within the rule of law, not against the Constitution like we were talking about in the first segment, but to the extent that the executive branch can use its authority over its own agencies, he has done everything he can short of Congress making a law. The House has done its part. It's passed the Reins Act. It's passed the Regulatory Accountability Act. It's passed the Stop Midnight Regulations Act. The Senate is what hasn't acted. But Trump, given that he has issued executive orders on opening up permitting, on getting rid of two regulations for every one new one. He's put in place a freeze. He's put in place what you might even call a regulatory budget because his OMB that reviews regulations has just put out a new memorandum directive to all the agencies saying, you know what, this year we froze costs at zero. Next year, in fiscal year 18, y'all are going to cut costs. So we've never seen anything like that.
No, nothing like that. The salt on it. Now let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the reasons we've gotten to this point, because see, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, you kill all the regulations, you'll have tainted milk and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, that's the argument they make. But the reason we've gotten to this point is because Congress passed laws, and then regulators, the agencies, promulgated those laws in ways that were never intended by the laws. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, because the Congress passes a handful of laws every year. It's no more than a few dozen at most.
But they'll create thousands of regulations from those.
Nuanced
little steps and little rules and everything.
I call it the unconstitutionality index. Agencies put out 18 rules for every law that's out there in terms of the flow. And you've clearly got a problem on your hands because it's not even just those 18 extra rules. Agencies are issuing numerous guidances. We were just talking about.
Can I stick one other thing in here, Wayne? Hang on a second.
One of their major regulations of car loan issues with respect to is the loan discriminatory was done by guidance. It wasn't even done by a law.
Well, and here's the thing, Wayne. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the people who are doing this are not just blindly operating down the middle regulators. These are political ideologues. You could actually call some of them part of the deep state.
They're definitely ideologues. And you can go back and look at the founding of the administrative state.
Right.
You can look at the statements they make now, even by Harvard lawyers.
Hold on, Wayne, I got to take a quick break. And folks, if you're operating a business on Main Street, I can almost assure you their ideology is not your ideology. Tintel, right back with Wayne Cruz. I'm Jim Blasting. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.